It's time now for your letters of note. On Wednesday, Amazon announced its first tablet computer, the Kindle Fire, and to some of you, our coverage felt a little too lavish. Lisa Bedoin of Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, writes this, a seven-minute ad for Amazon's tablet? As an owner of a thriving independent bookstore, I would love that kind of coverage. Who cares how the new tablet is affecting Apple? Let's talk about how Amazon is affecting the distribution system for books with its closed-loop system. What effect is that having on our book culture as a nation?
Yesterday, we aired a segment on the stunning collapse of the Boston Red Sox and Atlanta Braves. Both suffered a month-long tailspin that allowed the Tampa Bay Rays and St. Louis Cardinals to leapfrog over them into the playoffs. Bard Ehrmantraut of Pittsburgh didn't think the historic collapse was all that historic, he writes. I still think the Phillies' fold in 1964, in which they had a 6.5-game lead with 12 games remaining, as opposed to, say, a 9-game lead with 25 games remaining, is a better collapse, especially when coupled with their amazing 10-game losing streak in that same period. I remember coming home on the subway as a 10-year-old with my dad listening to The Last Hopes Evaporate.
And while we talked plenty about the Braves, Sox, and Rays, Deborah Carpenter reminded us that we forgot someone. She writes this, as a longtime supporter of NPR and a veteran of many dramatic and heartwarming driveway moments, I was sorely disappointed with NPR's coverage tonight of what many are calling the greatest night in baseball. She continues, please remember that a fourth team was part of the evening, the St. Louis Cardinals. And yes, I am a Cardinal fan in St. Louis who's tired of national sports coverage that overlooks this team.
Our apologies, Deborah, and to all of St. Louis, which is no doubt hoping for another Phillies fold. If you think we've missed something, please let us know. Write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.